1212. This is Senor Chaos, aka Gauss, and you are now tuned in to Hip Hop Digest. Turn it up, man, and act right.
I don't think I'm better than anybody personally. I don't think I'm better than anybody spiritually. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm better than anybody in any way or form or fashion. But as far as this rap thing, I think I am better than everybody. I'm a competitor. I hope everybody else feel the same way about their craft. You know what I mean? If you do, it makes it better for the people. It makes it better for the listeners, dog. And that's how I feel about mine.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's goody? What's goody?
That nigga put that long green.
That sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Ooh, boy. So we just, I mean, let's just to be transparent, we just got off the Grayskull joint.
Yes, we did. Thank you to them brothers over there.
Yes, indeed. Great discussion. And y'all check that out.
Yeah, no doubt. Grayskull crew.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Shout out to all those brothers involved. No doubt. Great. Let me tell you something. That's good hip hop talk. And that's grown man talk over there too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no doubt, because they definitely talk about more than hip hop.
Yeah.
Mental health, all kind. You know, financial stuff. It's a good spot.
Indeed. No doubt. And they make records too.
Exactly.
No doubt. So happy recording day, gentlemen.
Happy recording day, sir.
All right. So I guess without further ado, we'll do what we do.
Let's do it.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest show is Lil Wayne earns 22 RIAA certifications on his 40th birthday.
Swerve. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations for that.
Swerve, I gotta tell you, or at least I gotta ask you, it's your time working up at the RIAA.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see someone get 22? Or let's say, did you ever see anybody get more than, let's say, 3 certifications at a time?
Yeah, this is something new. This is a phenomenon. Well, when I say new, you know, I was there in the late 90s, and it was a little different then. Streaming was just becoming a thing, and they were fighting against it, by the way. But anyway, no is the short answer. The long answer is you had to see this coming, though.
Well, I mean, we've seen it coming, and we talked about several other artists who've had double digit certifications. Like, I never forget the article in particular, you know, like G-Eazy giving, like, it was either 12 or 15 like gold records, like all at once, you know. And I'm like, what? I mean, and you're right, it's all streaming numbers. The copy goes on to say the new platinum plaques span Wayne's entire career, including some of his biggest accomplishments being 6'7" and other featuring the Canadian Other People, which is 6, 5, 7 times platinum. So maybe they're giving him all the new certifications on the streaming numbers. It was already platinum, but as he crosses the fictitious threshold of another platinum record, they're just giving him plaques, I guess.
So are we going to Barry Bonds it and asterisk that joint?
Look, anybody who is being honest with themselves has to Barry Bonds that shit. I mean, because the thing is, let's say Wayne,
for the youngins out there that don't know what the fuck we're talking about, we're talking about Barry Bonds, who was a baseball player, San Francisco Giants, for the
legend.
Youngins. And when they say, when we're talking about Barry Bonds, we're talking about steroids.
Yes. And streams are plays on steroids.
The numbers are bloated, by the way, is what we're trying to say.
The point is, I'm willing to understand that a lot of Wayne's records on physical would have gone platinum anyway.
They did go platinum.
Yeah, exactly. Physically. So you're looking at probably 1-3 million sold anyway. So it's not like he's not a platinum artist.
3 is a long way from 22.
Well, yes. Yes, and they're running down a list of particular singles and records and the Carter 5 and the Carter 6 and
them numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, I know. It's just incredible.
So my question is, why now?
Oh.
That's my question. Like, why if it's done from the Carter 5 or whatever, Carter 4, Carter 3, whatever album it was, why didn't they give it to him then when those albums reached that point, or do they all reach the point at the same exact time?
Well, now, see, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering who gets what. So I'm looking at the current RIAA certifications right now. And so certification date, October 19th, 2022, Republic Records album, Platinum, Taylor Swift. For the particular song, Folklore, the next one after that, the title of the song, Willow, Platinum, October the 22nd. Next one, same album, Evermore, Exile, Cardigan, Lover, The One. So that's how Wayne's getting, not only just like Taylor Swift, I just read off like five joints, that when she receives a platinum plaque, she's going to get the platinum plaque for the album and the platinum plaque for each of those five, six joints. So that's how Wayne ends up with 22.
So help me understand and make me clear. So there's a certain number that you have to hit to get that accolade, right?
Right.
Mainstream.
So the album has, the full album has met that criteria. And then there are singles off of that album that also met that criteria. Is that what we're saying?
Correct.
That's bloated as fuck then.
Right, because it is based on the streaming numbers. Like, so, you know, the whole Taylor Swift Jones on Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. And so let's say track 7, 6, 3, and 2 mm-hmm. are the ones that people always click on to play. So she gets into, like, those are actual singles, but they're really not.
Okay, so how many albums did you buy, did we buy back in the day where we skipped mad joints on there and only listened, only dug in the grooves of certain songs? But album had to sell a certain amount to get that accolade. I don't agree with these singles being given that. It's the album. I'm saying if an artist puts out just that single, not an album, just a single, and it reaches that level, then so be it. But if we're talking about an album and four songs on that shit get listened to 10 million times each, or billion, or whatever it is, that's still that album. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. They gotta go and click on the album in order to play those songs. Right. I see what you're saying.
So I don't know who this cat is. I'm assuming he a country nigga. Morgan Waller.
He said, I'm assuming he a country nigga.
And when you say country, do you mean cowboy or do you mean
I mean
North Carolina?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like Mel Tillis cowboy shit, like country music, Dolly Parton shit.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just saying
not a country nigga.
You're right. Right under Taylor Swift, right? He's got a mix of no less off the same record, no less than 20 gold or platinum plaques, according to the RIAA. I'm looking at it right now. I counted 20, and I didn't even go to the next page to see if he continues. So that's how Wayne gets it. I mean, that's how they all get it.
Yeah, but I still have the same comment. It just don't seem right. Again, if you bought that Thriller when it first came out, and you only played PYT, then does PYT also get a plaque? No, it doesn't, because it's on that album.
It may, I tell you what, but it may in the future, though.
Well, it should, if this is where if that's the game.
Right. Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. I'm just saying that.
So
we gonna give all of the credit to all of it. Or we just going to let them have that and not give it any credence.
They're giving all of it the credit, but they're also going to give those singles that they click on the most the credit also. So they're double dipping.
So shout to MC Shan. Better get the man behind the wheel some credit. So also shout out to the asterisk. Okay, I mean, you said Barry Bonds, but real talk, yo. Yo, Roger Clemens.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yes. Sammy Sosa, nigga.
Sammy. Sammy
Mark McGuire was good.
Oh, that's a lot of asterisks over there.
I mean, just for equal time, you know what I mean?
No doubt. But we had Mr. Mark Echo / Hip Hop wanting to explode the ball and all that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. So, all right, let's keep it moving, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now, we did this a couple of weeks ago and it descended into chaos.
Uh-oh.
But it's not going to descend into chaos because it's a simple question.
Okay,
it's a simple question. First, I want to read the title from the Washington Post. Analysts, the Kanye West, Tucker Carlson, and Fox News didn't want you to see. It's just a headline from the Washington Post. Okay, and the next joint is, let me get it here. Nori faces backlash for Kanye or Ye Drink Champs interview. So
I love it. He says Ye.
Whatever.
I know, right? Yay, bro. Yay.
It's Ye, nigga.
Okay, whatever. All
right.
Okay.
I ain't trying to get it right.
So it's Ye. So the rhetorical question is, so the rhetorical question, your boy in a whirlwind right now, right? He got caught on a hot mic off air. Tucker Carlson, see, they edited that. You know, they call him on, basically they call him on a lot of anti-Semitism. You know what I'm saying? Jive on that Joseph Mengele shit. You know what I mean? Wow. Crazy. Yo, that's real talk. Mengele. Yo, wow. It's just 100. Okay, wow. No, we ain't talking about nothing. And then, of course, the total embarrassment, okay, up at Drink Champs, and Nori certainly deserves to get his ass beat along with that, because, you know, even Ray Charles, rest in peace, could have seen that motherfucker.
He was bragging.
Yeah.
I had the whole weekend, but anyway, I digress.
Oh, no doubt, but see, that's part of that. I'm smart because I got everybody eyes on me. I'm getting the bag shit. So the rhetorical question here on the Hip Hop Digest, without descending into chaos, is how long does it last?
As far as I'm concerned, I'm thinking that how long does it last?
Because
you know how niggas is.
Because check it out. Because now he's paying some real world consequences.
Well, he's paying real world consequences because of the shit that he's saying now, it's starting to leak over into other groups, other ethnicities, might you say.
Okay.
When you start talking about them folks.
Jewish folks.
Yes.
Let's just be 100.
When you want to be 100 and you want to say, you start talking about them folks.
And Kanye West made anti-Semitic statements, blank.
Exactly. Let me see. When you start talking about them folks and they got... could I say an offensive line that walks out in front of them and handles everything, that you can't say a damn thing about them folks without it being vetted, without them saying, you know what, if you say something about us, nigga, we coming for your ass and we gonna shut you down, and either you're gonna apologize or your career is the fuck over. And
how
now,
long do it last though?
But let me finish.
Okay.
Now when he talks about us, or says white lives matter and all that shit, it gets brushed over for the most part, so that doesn't matter. And I'm thinking black folks don't really care that much. They care only because it's a big topic right now, but they don't really care that much because he ain't do nothing that seriously damaging to black folks that would make them say fuck this nigga forever. To me, in my eyes, they should cancel this nigga. Like I said before, he should have been canceled many, many moons ago. He should have been canceled. If you're going to cancel somebody for some dumb shit, you're going to do that. He should have been canceled. But as far as how we handle business, you got to be in the public eye like it is right now. How he is hot topic. We want to cancel him right now because he's so hot and he done said some shit. And yeah, we want to get on board because not only the Jewish people want to cancel his ass, then we're going to cancel him too. Then fuck it. We're going to do it also. But we're not going to last as long as they will. They don't fucking play. Them and gay folks don't play. They will shut you the fuck down.
So your answer is
it's not going to last
forever.
Not for black folks, it won't.
Okay. All right.
Now he might take some serious bullshit for what he said about Jewish people. He might be done for what he said about them, unless he comes back with a serious apology and they got to smack him.
Kanye is one record, one meltdown, or one apology away from the next shit. It just is what it is, yo. Oh, there is no
there's no end game for him. That mean he
there's always an end game for somebody.
Well, no, yeah, that's why I said how long does it last? That's why I wanted to get specific.
Well, to put a specific, I say maybe a 2-week cycle, so they get all this money. Because you know, advertisers, all these shows, everybody talking about him besides us is getting bread. Because they're talking about him. TMZ on down, all the websites, all that
Everybody's eating off
so
of this nigga.
Just like Nori was living it up. Motherfuckers, this not Nori is living it up because it's giving them content for their shit in a way that we're not talking about it right now. So I give it 2 weeks or a record or a meltdown or. And when I say a meltdown, even getting on somebody else's news and apologizing to all these people he's offended, Kanye's not getting canceled, yo. He would have been canceled when he said George Bush don't like black people if he was going to get canceled. You know how long ago that was? And you know how many dumb things he's done since then? And we still are seeing it repeat. So he's the distraction for whatever the fuck else is going on because... That shit he said and is doing don't mean shit in the scope of the world.
Kanye West, his bank, JP Morgan Chase, basically cut him back. I guess, you know, whatever he had money in there or whatever the case, they cut ties with him and they came on record to say this was actually before the anti-Semitic rants. So when I say that thing, especially I can't say anything for Jewish people other than being anti-Semitic, which is dumb. But as far as African Americans go, we looking at this bag. And now you got JP Morgan Chase, like we don't fuck with that cat. You know, he ain't got no money over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get it that there's, whether if it's TMZ or Nori's of the world or whatever, we're going to take advantage. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West is like a fucking wildebeest, right? In the fucking Serengeti and shit, right? He's fucking got flies on his face. At some point, this motherfucker going to drop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's true. I get what you're saying. And at some point in time, you will get your wish, King Killer Cleo, that niggas will cancel this nigga. And he will be out. He will be on the Cosby train. He will be on the...
And I guess really maybe I should have framed the question like that. I'm not talking about everybody else. But when do we treat him like for lack of a better word, like Kells or even Kaz?
Because he hasn't done anything to our community.
Oh, word?
That damaging.
Wow.
As that was looked at. The optics of what Kells did, nigga, he should be under the jail.
The optics of
what Bill Cosby did, that shit drugging people.
So can I ask you one question?
That nigga should be locked up.
So can I ask you one question?
What he's doing, he's just saying some dumb shit.
Let me ask you one question. I'm going to just both of you. Let me ask both of you. So what Kerji just said, is that the reality that what he's done, White Lives Matter, that Candace Owens, some documentary denigrating Black Lives Matter, the movement, the shit he said, that George Floyd shit out of his mouth, not that serious. not equal to what Kells and Cox.
I didn't say it isn't that serious. I'm saying it is serious, yes, but it's not. Serious. It's not that serious. We don't take shit that seriously, unless it's becomes a big movement.
Okay.
I.e. the George Floyd thing. George Floyd became a big movement, and we was right behind it, 1,000%. But guess what? Eventually, that died out.
Yep.
We still mention the name, but it's not as big a movement as it was.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I got. I wasn't going to, I wasn't going down a rabbit hole. I just really kind of wanted to know, is there a shelf life? When does the shelf life come up and he gets pulled totally off the shelf?
When his actions meet
he would have to slap Kim Kardashian or do something worse to Kim Kardashian or anybody that's that color that he dates. He would have to do something.
Right.
He
have to do something.
Chris Brownish.
Right. You have to see this nigga on camera smack the shit out of one of his kids.
Okay.
For him to be at that point.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got
But all, like Curtis said, all he's doing is saying
dumb shit.
To some people, because to a bunch of people, he's apparently saying some real shit.
Oh, now, don't get me wrong. Trust me when I tell you, Fox News loves niggas like him. Conservative outlets love niggas like him. Let me do this, yo. More on him later. More on him later.
Oh, man, you had to bring him up.
Yeah, on him later. But, I was thinking about this. And I was thinking about sometimes we may get into a little dust up on the show because it may seem like I come off like African Americans can't be conservative. And for whatever reasons, they're conservatives. So I thought about me and I thought about the individual issues that make me conservative on individual issues. I don't know Dick Armey. I don't know if he was a senator or a congressman from Texas. Many, many, many years ago, Dick Armey said that he wanted to draft some legislation to make red light and speed light cameras illegal throughout the nation, that he thought it was an illegal tax. Yo, I don't fuck with Dick Armey 99.9%. But on that bill, I'm fucking with Dick Armey.
Especially since you live over there where there's a billion of them shits.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness, B.
So
I gotta get it out, my nigga.
All right, what's up?
You said I don't fuck with Dick, and I had a Beavis and Butthead moment. He don't fuck with Dick.
See, there was other people to say pause, but right. I didn't even think that shit till you just said it.
It just hit me.
Okay, that's real. No doubt. They might have to play that back on a blooper reel or something.
Ooh, see.
See.
Ooh.
So anyway, so my next thing as far as the top, that I think, African Americans can be conservative on particular issues. Montgomery County, Maryland. They done passed a law, not like California though, but they done passed a law where you can't. No longer, I guess a certain date is coming up. You can't sell gas-powered, like, lawn mowers and leaf blowers. Now, Kurt G will tell you, I'm serious about my landscaping gear. Kurt G will tell you, I pull out the professional-grade Jones, right?
He got a whole shed full of shit.
Man, come on, man. Yo, I'm talking about Steel, Echo. I pull out the professional-grade shit. So when I'm cutting my lawn, I'm cutting my lawn. You know what I mean? So all gas powered. Yeah, I'm off Charlton Heston. You said it earlier. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to pry. My Echo that it the joint. I got the backpack joint.
Leaf blower, my
leaf blower. From my cold dead hands. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So on that particular issue up against the county I live in, I'm conservative. I'm down with petrol, my nigga.
Fossil fuels.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Fracking, nigga.
Yo, nigga, let me tell you something. I be seeing them niggas with them battery operated shits be struggling to get the leaves up. I'm coming through with a mother load. Woo.
Yeah, so fucking up the environment. I'm
And so one last issue I'm going to say about being conservative. One last issue I'm going to say about being conservative. you know, I don't fuck with Joe Manchin like that. You know what I mean? Because Joe Manchin, you know what I'm saying, that motherfucker is all kinds of sheeps in wolf clothing. But Joe Manchin...
Nigga said sheeps in wolf clothing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what I'm saying. So highlight me. So highlight your boy. So he came out with a piece of legislation. I thought it was pretty interesting. He was like, what we need to do, and especially this is around the time when OPEC was like, fuck, are we cutting production? And the gas prices went back up. Joe Manchin was like, look, let's get some nuclear Jones. Let's just start getting some more coal. And I know he's from West Virginia. So that was a home issue. And he was like, let's get a couple of 2, 3, 4 refineries. We pump enough oil ourselves that if we had the refineries to get it in the gas, yeah, fuck OPEC. And fuck them niggas. Right? I don't fuck with Joe Manchin like that. I know he a turncoat nigga. That's why I said sheep in wolf clothing, because he always trying to flip it. Yeah, he trying to play it. You know what I mean? So thank you for pointing that out. But on that particular issue or that particular legislation, I'm down with Joe Manchin. I'm like, yo, let's get some more refineries. I don't know if we got to build a couple of more nuclear Jones or get some coal power. Let's do this. So we don't have to really worry about them overseas
niggas.
You
got a red hat back there?
And y'all know
this nigga, like he ain't grow up next to 3 Mile Island and shit.
Three Mile Island had a shuck when we was kids.
Hell yeah.
So all real that, life. Yeah, no doubt. So all that being said, you know what I'm saying? And you know I fuck with classic NASCAR and shit, you know, Harry Gantz, Skull Bandit, my nigga. Yo, I'm just saying, African Americans can certainly be conservatives on any particular 1, 2, 3 issues. You know what I'm saying? It's when you go to your boy Clarence Style or a shithead like your boy Herschel. And that leads me into the next topic of the Hip Hop Digest show. I'm going to give a shout out to...
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
I'm sorry.
No, I can say to me, I have no issue with niggas being conservative. You can be conservative all day. My issue is when you start trying to down black people in order to make your conservatorship seems that much greater. Like you're on equal par with them niggas.
But that's
you
a requirement.
You down us to be down with conservatism.
But you got, no, that's a requirement. That's a requirement.
But it all shouldn't right. be.
Oh, okay, but I'm just saying, anybody, African Americans who claim in conservatives, their number one job is to make sure that they diss the shit out of other African Americans. That's a requirement. But next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I'm going to give a shout out to all the voters in Georgia. Shout to Easy Bake. Shout to you, because I know you out there working in the election strong, my brother. Shout to you. Here's another example of election season coming up. And if African Americans in Georgia allow themselves to get played by a shithead.
Damn, that is shithead.
I mean, what yo, else? B, come on, B.
If anybody falls for Herschel, yo.
B, but there's a lot of African Americans. There's a lot of African Americans who going for that. And there's a lot of African Americans because Herschel is doing what Kirk G just said. You could be conservative, right? But being African American and being conservative, 100, B, you better get up on that motherfucker. Shout to the Lehmans who put me up on Larry Elder. Yo, he be shitting on niggas.
Man.
Larry Elder be shitting on niggas.
And he was running for mayor, governor, something. It's woo.
But Californians wasn't going for it, though.
Nope. Didn't happen.
So all that being said, you know, anyway, but back to the voters in Georgia. Here you go. This is the point we're going to show and prove, right? I don't vote. I don't live in Georgia. I know if I did, you know what I'm saying, I'd be out there voting. You know what I mean? I make sure that each of my family members be out there. I'd be like, nah, man, we cannot allow a remote-controlled shithead.
So we're going to change his name to Hershey Walker now?
Hey, B. Thank you. Okay, my man. So.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have any comments about the election. I done ranted way too long.
Well, I will tell you that here in Las Vegas, I don't know how people discern to vote, because this is the most negative fucking ads I've seen since George Bush won. There is no educational ads, yo. So I had to dig and do my own research outside because it is 100% negative ads out here in Vegas, yo. Mm. So I don't know how anybody who is not like a concerned voter gets through this shit. I have no idea.
It's whoever sounds the best and makes the other person look the worst.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's like a white collar joning. That's what it is.
They're gonna be getting that King Killer. You voted for gas powered mowers.
Hey. Donald Trump wanted gas powered mowers.
You know, ain't that the truth? And that's how they run them ads too. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But yep. You know, but hey, but unlike politicians, you have a politician out there who would deny it. I'd be like, yo, look, come on by and bring a gallon of gas when you come by.
Yeah, they gonna fuck around and Photoshop King Killer January 6th.
And make sure I got a gas power echo on my back when you Photoshop it.
Oh my God.
No doubt. All right, man, let's get out of the political digest. See, we didn't go deep. I'm glad about that.
Nah, it was easy. Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is MC Search is selling a portion of his Nas catalog.
You know, I don't even know how I feel about that shit, B.
Rap legend / executive MC Search is selling a portion of the songs he owns in the Nas extensive catalog. MC Search, what does it say here, is decided to sell, well, I guess his portion, but to sell 100% of what he owns. I don't know how much Nas owns in that, but he decided to sell 100%, which includes Illmatic, and it was written. Goes on to say that he's made a good living off those records for the last 27 years. Now it's time for a new chapter. My God.
So let me get in real quick.
My man, please.
Because I want to be the devil's advocate now. He owns it, right?
Well, the headline is confusing because it says his portion of the Nas catalog. Okay.
So he owns his portion, right?
Okay, right.
Then it's his business to sell them shits if he wants to. When I sent you this article, I was wondering where you're going to go with it. I am of the mind that, yes, Nas was new artist in the game, and everybody gets fucked over in the beginning of the game, but Search forged his way into owning a percentage of whatever that is. It could be some Jay-Z owning the net shit, 1% of 1% type shit. I don't know. But if he decides to sell it, then what's the problem?
I think that as celebrated and as important as these recordings are, wouldn't he, and we don't know that he didn't do that, wouldn't he give Nas the rights of first refusal? Yo, Nas and Grace, sell this. You want to buy it?
And that very well could have happened or not.
Now,
a certain Mr. Kurt G has said on occasion on this show, you can't tell no other man what to do with his wallet or his money, right? Right. Or his possessions.
That's why I don't know how I feel about this shit. That's why I don't. One hand, I'm like, yo, it's his shit. He can sell it, do whatever fuck he want with it. Other hand, I'm like, yo, everybody don't know it, but as Jay-Z said in the takeover, I know who I paid, dog, Searchlight Publishing. And you was getting fucked back then. Mm-hmm. So everybody at this point knew that you fucked Nas over on the deal.
Right.
So at least give him a chance to buy it back now before you sell it. That's how I feel about it. But like you said, you don't know if he did offer it to Nas. And Nas like, nah, go ahead, sell your piece. I don't care.
Okay, go ahead. No, I was going to read MC Search and his company Searchlight Publishing, now aforementioned, and Searchlight Music, now 4MC Multimedia, have retained the executive producer rights to Illmatic, and it was written for nearly three decades. So even if, sort of like Hove trying to get Reasonable Doubt, even if he didn't sell the other things that he may own, at least Illmatic.
Yeah.
At least. at least.
But what? Okay, so I get it. I get it. It's a classic album in the annals of hip hop music. But if it's not sold, then you know it's you make it to be successful, I guess, right? We have more than just MC Search selling his piece of Nas. You have super artists selling their whole shits. As we mentioned, we don't know why, but people are coming up off their publishing and whatever to get these dollars that this company is offering. We know from our whatever that Nas is a wealthy dude. Maybe he doesn't care about it. Maybe he has enough percentage of that shit that he's okay. I don't know. I just, you know, I don't see Search having any malice in it. There's obviously money, you know, obviously money attached to it. But I don't know, Killer. Okay. I don't know what to say about it.
All right. That's real. That's real. All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Shout to your boy, Let the Dirt Say.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what up, Timmy?
Yeah, yeah. This ain't really about him, just shouting it out, you know, the album. The album that we prepaid for, if you haven't looked on the website lately.
What?
You haven't looked on Logitech Records. I'm not sure if that's the pronunciation.
Oh. Giving a nigga a shout out,
aren't I'm you? Not giving him a shout out. This this is a warning.
Okay.
Well, no, it's not a warning because his entire website is down. There is a message saying we are now out of business. And saying that we will be refunding the money. Now, he also has a whole thing up there saying that we underestimated what it would cost to run this business. Due to illnesses and other financial issues, we are now out of business. We will be issuing refunds in the order that it was ordered. Shout to Tim. This ain't got nothing to do with Let the Dirt Say. You know what I mean? He got jerked just like the rest of us.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? But this Logitech, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing it right, and I'm not giving him a shout out. But I'm wondering if I could take him to small claims court.
Well, you got a class action.
Yeah, I'm wondering if I can take him to small claims court. You know what I'm saying? Because real talk, I mean, of course, you know I keep emails and shit. Got the emails, got the junk where he cashed it.
Now, that's small claims
court. Yeah, it is, no doubt. But I ain't the only one. He took Swerve's money.
And he took a whole lot of us.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So I just was going to put that out there that, you know, I see you and,
damn.
You know, yeah.
And you know what? And it said that the album was going to be done in October, too. Yeah. I talked to Tim about that. I was like, damn, yo, they said October. It's like a whole fucking year.
Nah, Tim, he gave him a load of bull.
Yeah. Yep. So. Sold him that quality.
So anyway, but that looks like we will probably never see that album on vinyl. I was so looking forward to it.
Yeah, no doubt that was definitely going to be one of those unwrapped ones in the collection.
Indeed. So I have to say this. So if you do receive your refund, are we going to come on here and give them guys back an apology?
All day.
No, I'm not.
I will.
First, you go ahead.
But did you get your money back, though?
I mean, if I get my money back, I just get my fucking money back. You wasted my time and anticipation. You wasted all of that shit, yo. So no, you don't get no motherfucking accolades for fucking up like that. King Killer giving trophies and shit. Fuck that motherfucker, yo. Fucked up my whole shit with that.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
All right.
All right now.
I'm saying, I had literally put it out of my head to be surprised when the motherfucker got here.
Well, you're surprised now. They out of business.
I'm surprised, but in a whole different way.
I'm going to keep it moving then. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, I'm going to say, rest in peace. You know my heart is super heavy to Joyce Sims.
Wow. Yep.
My heart is super heavy. Because, see, that's, you know how old people say, that's my heir. But that's back in my day. Mm-hmm. With Joyce Sims. Mm. was back in our day. Joyce Sims, 1986, was signed to the now defunct record label Sleeping Bag Records. And really, if you really think about it, was really like, I ain't gonna say the first, but really was the new, was like the first, one of the first new school powerhouse producer R&B duos. Because it was Curtis Mantronics on the beats, yep, and Joyce Sims on, you know, the records.
Bethesda, my G.
I should go a little bit back before Bethesda for me, but I will go on to say that her first single was You Are My All in All. Because I was already in, because I never forget when I bought the record. It was on Sleeping Bag Records on a 45. And that cowbell, Curtis Mantronics on that motherfucking cowbell off that 909 was stupid, right?
Yep.
And then, my nigga right here, my nigga Kurt G, this nigga opened up a whole new world. This nigga come in the room one day with the motherfucker All in All UK remix. I don't know nothing about UK imports. Oh, I don't know nothing about that shit. But he come in with the UK import, the remix. Nigga, my entire trajectory changed after that.
And you still fucking with UK imports to this day.
Man, what? You know me. I'm down 12-inch of Eagerie and then be like, damn, nigga, you buying that shit? Man,
$25 for a 12-inch? Right.
That's just a 12-inch, yo.
So
I can buy at least four records
so,
with that shit.
So Kurt G brings it to me. I got something for you. He hands me that joint. Nigga, it changed my life trajectory. Damn. Okay. So, but Joyce Sims is special because not because obviously she was the R&B singer of the day. And I'm just telling the personal story of Kurt G giving me the All in All UK remixes. But it was the 1988 Come Into My Life, of course, produced by Curtis Mantronics. That I'm not going to say that I invented R&B with hip hop, but when I mixed Come Into My Life with Boogie Down Productions Poetry.
Yes.
Niggas used to be bugging the fuck out off that shit.
Niggas is going to go do that now.
Yeah, as they should.
They're going to do it now.
I mean, look, what can I say? Hey, with the new Soretto, you can get a Boogie Down Productions instrumental, you know, with the new Soretto that takes the vocals out over that Joyce Sims all day. But that particular blend was super, super special. And
yes,
had,
it is.
And that was just a particular blend. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to say shout out to Joyce Sims. I'm not really sure. I think she was born in either New York City or Rochester, New York. One of the two. I didn't get that info, but I just want to say rest in peace to Joyce Sims. Sis, queen, you did a job. Well done. And I got a stack of your records in it for all time.
Salute.
Salute.
No doubt. And the next rest in peace goes out to Giles Peterson's Worldwide FM. So Giles Peterson, you know, if you don't know who Giles Peterson is, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of the UK, you know what I'm saying? He's UK Mr. Radio. He's UK Mr. Everything, Giles Peterson. Specifically for jazz. I mean, he is a jazz head, but he's really, really is a worldwide music fan. Okay? He put out a statement, said the radio station will stop broadcasting on October the 28th due to financial instability, obviously. You know what I'm saying? And said that they're going to reevaluate that. Apparently, I guess, as well as on the internet, it's in real broadcast time in the UK. Okay, I wasn't really aware of that. If you don't know anything, you got a couple of days before they go off the air. Worldwide FM has shows from every DJ you can think of, every style of music you can think of, a lot of concentration on jazz. But for you, quote unquote, Afrobeat fans, which, and I had to start pulling out a bunch of fella records, and y'all niggas with these new monocles and shit drive me nuts with that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent. But anyway, rest in peace to Worldwide FM. Shout out to Giles Peterson. Just, you know, want to say, you know, they've been pumping, you know, and I listen to that a lot, along with a lot of different music, but, you know, rest in peace to Worldwide FM. All right. Indeed. So, we was on the Grayskull jump earlier, and they talked about the label lesson that I used to do, you know, and I have fond memories of that because I really thought I was teaching and really giving a point of view, because hip hop, unlike today, which is so, shall I say the word, amalgamated down and shrunk down into one or two labels, basically. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We had different voices and different perspectives from everywhere. And one of the record labels wasn't even a big record label, but it put out, I'm going to say, four or five records that I only know about. Okay? This label is called Specific Records. All right? I have no information on Specific Records other than Specific Records, International Records, 209 West Paradise Avenue, Inglewood, New Jersey. That's it. Okay? But the records that were put out on Specific Records are huge. Okay? The first one, and it's not in order, but the first one would be Divine Sounds, What People Do for wow. Money.
Damn.
Specific yeah. Records. Okay? These records are coming out in the, let's say, dang, what people, like 83? 84?
Yes, around then, 82, 83. Yeah,
something like that. Then. Yeah, What yeah. People Do for Money.
That's that yep. College Avenue gym shit right
it
there.
It is.
Yeah, yep.
And the thing about...
Blast from the past, my nigga.
The thing about, I know, right? The thing about What People Do for Money, and I distinctly remember that record coming out, and you know how we get on Young Boys for sounding the same and biting each other. Boy, I gotta be honest with you. Their delivery was so Run DMC-esque.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because on very first, listen, this is before the internet. This is before we knew people. We just knew the record. And I'm thinking, damn, yo, was that Run in them? But it wasn't, obviously. You know what I'm saying? It was Divine Sounds. But boy, they really sound Run DMC-esque, if you will. You know, on Specific Records. Okay? The next record, again, not in order, that came out, which to me was their best record. The A-side was called Changes. I never listened to it. I can barely tell you what Changes sound like, but it was the B-side. Do or Die, Bed-Stuy.
Wow.
Nigga.
Damn.
So at this time in hip-hop, and again, this is mid-80s, at this time, like 85, in this time in hip-hop, you have a lot of records that's just rhyming and drum machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I remember specifically getting into one of my earliest arguments, because Sucker MCs was such a big record. But here I come. King Killer. Now, I don't know. That Divine Sounds, Do or Die, Bed-Stuy, because all it is just the drum machine. But it had one key difference. Mike Music scratching on that record is incredible. It needs to be played at the end of the show. I'm sorry, G, don't want to usurp your authority, but
I guess it's done. Everyone will be able to hear that record.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Do or Die, Bed-Stuy, to me, was better than Sucker MCs. And I love Sucker MCs. But it was Mike Music's cutting up on that. We're Divine Sounds going back to back. So check out Mike Music on the funky scratch. Oh, my God. Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. She with the sound effects and everything.
Whoa, yo. So Joan gave me chills, kid, on Specific Records.
Too.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He gave you it all.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me give you a profile. A rap group from Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, New York. Okay. It was DJ Mike Music, rest in peace, Disco Richie, and Shelton D. Okay. They hit the scene in 1984 for What People Do for Money. Okay. What can I say here? DJ Mike Music, who claimed to be the first DJ to ever rap on a record. So I'm trying to remember his line on Do or Die Bed-Stuy. Mike, music is a name of mine, and something is my zodiac sign. Don't mean to brag, don't mean to boast, don't even mean to be conceited. But when Mike is on the job, baby doll, it gets completed. Well, with don't get me, yo, son.
Woo,
that's a special record, yo. Divine Sounds, Do or Die Bed-Stuy. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right. The next record is the Fantasy 3, It's Your Rock. I remember the record, but I know it was on Specific Records. Matter of fact, back when the Specific Records was gold and black, because then they had changed to black and yellow, but that's another thing. And the font was different. I remember
yellow,
that record.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
So, please. Please don't pollute the water. All right. The next record was a terrible rap record. Sugar K and the Mighty 3, Rock On. It's a terrible rap record.
Wow. All
right.
Somebody's saying that was my shit.
Yeah, that's real. No doubt. But it was on Specific Records. That's all I know. And the last but not least is The Invasions, Roxanne's Man.
Wow.
And that is the last record that I ever known about that I know about on Specific Records. Okay.
Wow.
That's it. Only thing I know about Specific Records is Divine Sounds and the Fantasy 3 for the most part. And I do remember the Roxanne's Man joint. You know, main part of that whole Roxanne, you know, war thing.
Yeah.
That shit was exhausting. It was like damn near every other week somebody put out a fucking record.
So that is a mini label lesson. Shout out to, you know, the brothers on Grayskull who reminded me of that, and I decided to whip that out. And I had been wanting to do Specific, but I really could never find anything.
I'm leaving it alone, my nigga. I didn't say nothing.
It's your fault, Kirk.
What? What did
you
I say?
Spin it out.
You said I decided to whip that out. Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Yeah,
I was over here being quiet. See, this nigga just saw my facial expression and went in.
See, exactly.
So you gotta watch these guys, man.
You gotta watch him.
Watch, nigga, you be saying this shit.
Curtis in heat. That's what it is.
Nah, I'm on my Beavis and Butthead shit right now. Oh, it just caught goodness. Me out there. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I want to give a shout out to you, my brother over there, Mr. E. Gray.
What,
I seen that. I woke up, getting ready to go to work, and I just seen the text, and it said, oh, watching this Baltimore shit. I forgot the name of the shit you said it was, right? So I was like, oh, okay. I got to watch that shit. So this morning, when I got up from work, I said, okay, let me go ahead and put this shit on. So I took it on, and I started watching it. I'm like, oh, okay. First, I was like, oh, this ain't Baltimore Club when it first started off, right? And I'm like, what is this? But then they got into it, and they started talking about club music and all that. I was like, okay, I like this shit right here. It gave me the memories of the Baltimore Club shit. Baltimore Club, jeez. That is something is so specific to this area, my nigga.
Yeah, that and go-go music,
and go-go music, right. And them two couldn't be any further apart.
Documentary is on Netflix. It's called Dark City Beneath the Beat.
Dark City Beneath the Beat, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool little show there. I don't know if it's a documentary because there's a lot of, you could tell people paid to have music videos put in there. And
right.
That's fine.
You're right.
But the part, the educational part was pretty dope. Even watching that guy make the joint from scratch and bigging up K-Swiss. I knew her. I had a working relationship with K-Swiss. It's crazy. So, yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did. Because I know this brother back here, he was breaking his ass trying to find the records. Like, asking people, you know the records? A lot of weed. A lot of weed. I was like, they played that shit. I was like, nah, I don't know what that shit is. He asking niggas what that shit is. They don't know what the fuck that shit is.
Nah, bro.
So I finally found a record.
You did find it?
No, well, shit, nigga. As much as that shit costs on Discogs, I wasn't fucking with it. But I did find the record. And I do have the record bookmarked. So in case the price comes down, I will buy it.
Well,
no
there
doubt.
You go.
No,
who made it?
Oh, shit, nigga. You asking me off the top?
My bad,
yeah.
My bad.
Are you really talking about the I Smoke a Lot of Weed record?
Yes.
Wow. And yeah, they played that on the radio.
And it's funny because, to be honest with you, yo, not even be honest with you, that's the absolute last record I heard on the original V103.
Wow.
That is the absolute. Damn. When I smoke a lot of weed, you know what I'm saying, is the last record. I'm coming home late night, and you know how they used to be more, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. V103, yep. They banging at.
Yep.
The next day, V103 is not even a station anymore.
Wow.
So I'm thinking they knew, and they was like, fuck it.
We just going to play going whatever. Out.
Yep.
We don't just play. We don't care about it. Just play it.
No doubt.
North Avenue.
Oh, shit, nigga. As you know how they talk, 19Q.
Yeah. Got the blue tops. Got the blue tops.
Niggas out here, all the motherfucking Rod Lee records and shit.
Uh-huh.
Spent.
Yeah, we laughing, but the wire is still real, my G.
Yes, so it is.
Oh, ain't nothing changed.
Yes, it is. So, all right, let's get into the last topic on the Hip Hop Digest here. It's a bit of a good news, yo. Next, can Tennessee solve America's vinyl shortage? And we just gave you a previous preview. Yeah, Tennessee. Oh,
damn.
Apparently, Tennessee and United Pressing Plant are expanding, and they got 48 new pressing, I guess, capacity plants, or at least United expanded to over 100, whatever they are, pressing, what do you call that shit? Platter makers to press, you know, somewhere over 100,000 records of units per day. Okay? Yeah, they're doing it big in Tennessee. They're really bringing the vinyl pressing back online.
It's on the corner of the market right now.
Well, look, you know what I'm saying? When you got, you know, SHIT heads, you know, at Logitech who took our money and people like that, you know, we need to get a vinyl pressing plants up. But anyway, shout out to Tennessee. That's really more not a topic, but as, you know, as an announcement. It goes on to say the vinyl boom continues. The format that generated $750 million in revenue through June of 2022 is up 22%. Now, I'm going to say I still think it's a bubble. I still think that everyday nuts and bolts prices of vinyl is too expensive. I still say that. I still believe that. Individual record stores may vary. You know what I'm saying? In Vegas, that Zio Records is one of the places that still has dollar records under the bottom. I'm sure you've been there already.
B, come on, man. I'm exploring all the ones that you've already been to and haven't.
Yeah. Well, the one you told me about, I haven't. But don't forget to check out Vegas Vinyl. It's on the other side of the airport on Sunrise, yeah, whatever that is.
Over near Henderson. I know you're talking about.
Right. So, but I still think that it's too many record stores, including Vegas Vinyl, you got to watch them, who is pricing on Discogs. So they got their little MacBook up. They got the records there. They ain't even got prices on the Jones. They looking it up on Discogs and tell you what you're going to, you know, sell it for.
Yeah, no need for that then.
Yeah, no need for that, you know. I had to tell a kid, I have to get the record store for you. Watch out for this dickhead, too, in Vegas. Because I bought a record. It's 12-inch single. It was worth $20. It was worth $20, but I wanted to buy something else. I was like, yo, nigga, you think I'm paying? No, I wanted to buy Jimmy Castor. Let's just begun. You know what I'm saying? A B-boy record. You know what I'm saying? This nigga tripled the price. I was like, come on, man.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, man. You know, I was like, the problem with cats like you, we almost got into an argument. I bought the record and bounced. I was like, the problem with cats like you, yo, you think people stupid, you know what I mean? But guess what? When the young millennials were buying a first turntable come in there, they stupid because they literally paying $30 for like Diana Ross Jones.
Well, this spot that I'm going to show you, bruh. You're going to spend and you're going to have volume for what you spend. Trust me.
My man, 50 grand.
Until he proves me wrong, this is the new spot.
My man, 50 grand. So, all that being said, that's been the Hip Hop Digest show. We're ready for the Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
Tennessee.
I'm playing horseshoes.
right, let's get it. All right, this week we got Milano Constantine and Big Ghost LTD.
Ooh, Pay the Ghost. Okay.
That's Milano Constantine and Big Ghost LTD. Pay the Ghost. Nice. And then we got Ransom and Mayor. This Life Made Me. That's Ransom and Mayor. This Life Made Me.
All right. Okay. That's what's good. So, all right, man. You know, we did the thing. Good time had by all.
Yeah. We made it unscathed.
It says your boy Kurt G on that. G on that shit.
His puberty he's shit. Like,
I don't fuck with Dick.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, man, you know how we do it. You know, shit. We're going to do it because that's just what we do. Good night.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening.
Holla.
One.
Yo,
I've never known anything but hunger.
Everybody gotta eat. Look, the score for the night was pure silence. Off-key church bells, drug deals, and sirens. The city whistles every time the wind blows. Nymphos secure deals behind tinted windows. Sexy vans for the cash in hand. The wrong worlds collide, Chi-Town is Pakistan. It's no return when the casket slam. A nigga gon' dress you up, Dapper Dan. When the city sleeps, run for cover. The night'll take your mother, stray your sister, and leave a bastard brother. The stick swinging like piñatas for the candy. For the bread, they'll do you like the robbers did the candy, family. The pastor say the church belonged to God. Backsliding like mechanics under cars for the worship jars. A thief in the night will stay at large. Never sleep, but this is only your odds. Paradise. Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better search for a safe place. You can stay, just find your way. Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better take your black ass somewhere safe. What's to this inner city lifestyle? The days of circus and every night, wow, bright child. Stuck in the ghetto, let's save them right now. The Bible say the kids will be smarter but weaker. Social media turned the babies from a guider to seeker. Subsidized housing, FEMA. The stress level is high as an underpaid teacher. He started early, so he's used to when prison hit him. Instead of a pistol, he lost his life to recidivism. My man got 40 years for heroin, but Jason did 3 for a body. So why you wanna play with that block for? Buy a truck to transport some goods and commodities. CDL's the government to see me fail. Culturally biased learning, the schools ain't never teach me well. Are you religious or superstitious? The devil I'm outwitting, trying to dodge a bullet or a life sentence. Paradise. Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better search for a safe place. You can stay, just find your way. Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better search for a safe place. You can stay, just find your way.
Find your way. Just waking up today's an honor. Flashing high beams at me in these streets to lead to drama. Yeah. Bad karma if I'm doing dirt to add a comma. I'm from Los Angeles, the city of the broken promise. 1, 2. You got 6 million stories and 6 million ways to die, so choose for me. Get the money, don't confuse the glory. To all the crews before me, 4 in the morning, wore my Jordans through the territory. I'm from the place that's most deceiving. It's ghetto at the beach, but won't be leaving. They kick my homies out, so I be loyal to a region. I guess I'm overdosing on the coast that set the evening. Under stars of California dreaming. I call it last call to jet before the scheming. Another victim for the season. It was written, we know how to read it. Easy. It's to be or not to be defeated. Paradise.
Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better search for a safe place you can stay. Just find your way. Cause when the nighttime cover the city, you better search for a safe place you can stay. Just find your way. Yeah. You hear that, right? It's the police banging on the door. Horizon. Yeah. Kicking the motherfucking door down.
See? Everything gotta be original, cause I left all my bars in the UK. I got a hole in my hand from the bills. Ain't even got time to write down how I feel. We was up the stream, you can get it by demand. Big fish swimming, blowing smoke through my gills. Used to call me Junior, they ain't never call me Lil. They be talking about the golden age like we ain't glistening in the day. L was picking through the scraps, I was piling up the scrapes. I'ma be the next at bat, that's on everything it takes. How you feel?
It's my decision, I probably make you mad. Don't like the way I'm living. Sometimes when I get fed up, I go against it. I know you taught me better, I sorta listen. You know I think you
right by. Tight crib, every day I step, I slide. Light trip, I left to keep my right mind. Tight crib, every day I step, I slide.
Tell me who you move with, kick with, boss with. Never show my moves, I was taught this, talk slick. Catch me paying dues, show you how to give an offering. Rep, I never lost it, we gon' keep it like an office. With you talking, look, most things I'm involved with give me proceeds, but I'm cautious, cause they mostly see my losses. Blow steam, get exhausted, approach me with the nonsense. I got woke dreams and some crosses. Broke me when I lost it, you can never have too many causes, ayy.
If I return, I promise I'll do better. Live by your every word. Sometimes I think I'm set up. I'm always getting burned. I'm always getting better. I know they'll never let up. You know I thank you. It's my decision. I probably make you mad. Don't like the way I'm living. Sometimes when I get fed up, I go against it. I know you taught me better. I sorta listen. You know I thank
keep
you.
Keep my bright mind, tight crib. Every day I step, I slide. Light trip. Left to keep my bright mind, tight crib. Dare step a slide like trim.
You could probably do the math. Most shots never hit at all. Something heavy in the glass. People hate you with no chill at all. Never let it move your path. Always said I'd never win it all. Never said I didn't have. Never mind what's in the past. I'm just trying to make it through. You can live it, I'm the proof. I was feeling hollow too. Made it out and I'ma brag. Say I'm finished and I get involved. I'm just trying to put my kin in the mall. World's spinning, we gon' live it all. You'll probably see me. You'll probably see me.
It's my decision, I probably make you mad. Don't like the way I'm living. Sometimes when I get fed up, I go against it. I know you taught me better. I sorta listen. You know I thank
keep
you.
Keep my bright mind, tight crib. Every day I step, I slide. Light trip. Left to keep my bright mind, tight crib. Every day I step, I slide. Light trip.
Another beat that I can rhyme to. You could do whatever you put your mind to. Your destiny's a symphony to fine tune. No matter where you go, it's gonna find you. Life is a party you should slide through. You gon' show up whenever you decide to. Start achieving whatever you desire to. Start achieving whatever you design to. If you've a feeling that you can't accept, assess your health and ask yourself, well, is it life or is it death? And if it's death, then let it die. Until there's nothing left, and if it's wet, then let it dry. Go ahead and try. It's bound to re-moisturize when the time is right. Do these assignments, so I promise that it's out of sight. Do me a solid, acknowledge that you've gathered up the mileage to assert your God-given right. start living life. Go and get it, yeah, go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep, go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours. Go and get it, yeah, go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep, go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours. Early retirement from the when, how. Time is always the same now. The concept of an hour is like a grain plow. It's nothing like a flower or a rain cloud. Wow. Kinfolk, hop in the mix, listen to every impulse. Whatever dream that you're pursuing, there's nothing that's beyond us, I'll be honest, you're a shoo-in'. Ayo, it's lit like incense. Happy I can give when I'm bit by insects. Yes. Contemplation is essential. Respect your body, cause your body is a temple. But you are not your body, though your body's just a rental. You are not your body, though your body's just a pencil. Write a tale more heroic than any you've ever heard on the earth. That is the earth, then get to work and spread the word. Yeah. Go and get it, yeah. Go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep. Go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours. Go and get it, yeah. Go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep. Go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours. Every sector is our community. Every second's an opportunity. Think of everyone as you and me. Everything you want is soon to be. That's how I kick a style of two or three. For every child that ever drew a tree, I'm a believer, spreading love and peace and pleased to meet ya. Responsible for particles I pull out of the ether. Yeah. Here's the best part. Human race, here's a head start. Follow your heart. We're teaming up for seeing, that's believing we be seeing in the dark. Quote the rapper, put your hands high. Every minute you be winning by a landslide. And if you feel it, you ain't gotta understand why. All you gotta do is go and get it, yeah. Go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep. Go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours. Go and get it, yeah. Go and get it, true. Go and get it, go and get it, come on. Go and get it, yep. Go and get it, yeah. Go, get yours.
Have this song selection. You deal with scientists. You know, Jada Kiss is a scientist. You know, Buckshot, they're scientists, man. They're craftsmen. Substantial. They're scientists, man.
Clap for me. Nation, this is fantastic. Can you clap for me? DJ, bring it back for me. Let me stretch and get loose for a black on it.
Triple R to y'all rap revenge. Stretch money instead of truth, rhyming business. Enough flow to fill a ravine, you should bring pitches. When the beat got that swing, you won't need pitches. On the mound, throwing it down, stand delivers. All pro, I ain't a goddamn beginner. Pick savage, show, and let a man eat dinner. Too focused on A to see what plan B get us. Now be fade with some gray on the sides. Omni-man stand when that pen and paper collide. They lied and said you was the truth, but now your status denied. This life forever die, waiting for the pain to subside. Ooh. Classic over trendy, bro, I'm still here. Holla at me in a decade if they still care. When you fall and bounce back if they still cheer, then you're worthy to wield the mic like it's Milner. I'm still in here, still prepared to take what I earn. Y'all some Build-A-Bears and built the bed, the weight of the world. I've been the realest here, that's on my soulmate and my girls. Who you feel compared to me really ain't my concern. Is he dope? Ain't a debate, cause most will say he underrated. A couple takes a state that he a great or just the greatest. Some artists focus less on albums, just don't make a playlist. I choose the former, but I hope the latter choose my latest.
Clap for me, they say Mr. Fantastic, can you rap for me? DJ, bring it back for me. Let me stretch and get loose for a black on it. For the poppers, lockers, god bodies, rosters, hip hoppers, not for the imposters. Nah, bruh, recognize I spit up when you spot one. Learn from a show, stop.
Mr. Stantastic, party of four, dope in audio form. What's a god to a girl? Bunch of beasts like Benny on the stage with the boys. You hope to have a good show, bro. I came to destroy the pit, giving out work like I came to implore. Joyce Surratt on the mic when I'm making a point. Sorcerer in the stew when I conjure up joints. Come and fetch this blessing that I came to anoint. For where we rock, new balance, but struggle with old vices. And high blood pressure be coming with low prices. For the virus, we've been dealing with known crisis. Transform from old dog to old Cyrus. Now
Man, we came to flame these joints like arthritis. What God guide us, peacemakers and born fighters. Got homies with more seeds than put fires. Trying to find peace while writing them papyrus. Denied equal rights and living wages. And couldn't see the gods that we are to hitting stages. Best kept secret like Bibles with hitting pages. Best source of raw hip hop and entertainment. My life's a hip hop quotable, they ain't published yet. Slept on by the masses till I left a few with rubbernecks. Took a swing at rapping and I sent it to the upper deck. Only other language that I'm fluent in is cut the check. Clap for me, they say Mr. Fantastic, can you rap for me? DJ, bring it back for me. Let me stretch and get loose, start black on it. For the poppers, lockers, God bodies, rosters, hip hoppers, not for the imposters. Nah, bruh, recognize I spit up when you spot one. Learn from a showstopper.
We get into the science of the fact. That's the beauty of it. And that the average person doesn't know that. And they treat it like pop music. Top 40. Shaking to the lights, as I say. I don't think we could be in the same room talking about the same thing.
Word them up, word
them
up.
Yo, man. We are the best.
You know it.
Divine sound. Giving you the Brooklyn rock. Sick 'em.
Oh, baby.
You know I like a poet, baby doll. Best eye. You got to do or die. Looking pretty, looking pretty. New York City, New York City.
Yo, discourage you, Mike. What's up, man?
What up,
yo, man? Y'all want to rock this place, man.
Tear it up,
man. Huh.
5 + 5 = 10. And we're the Vine Sound, and we're back again. Disco Richie is what I'm called. And all MCs will take a fall. I'm super bad for the rhymes I've written. Say I'm so fast, so they can't be bitten. Know you're all the jock about the rhymes I create. You try to duplicate, but you can't get it straight. Rhyme better say, seems to elevate. My name is Disco Richie as I demonstrate. Well, I'm MC Dalton D, and I'm a rock in the house. If them seeing what it's for, I can never fall out. The rhymes I say, I can cause a blizzard. I'm on a microphone, they call me the wizard. I have tricks up my sleeve to make it surprise. I make your heart skip a beat, make your blood pressure rise. I make your hair fall out. Your face turn pep, I'm like a 7.4 on the record scale. I'm a devastator rapper, I'm always first. I'm like a sun-kissed soda, I put your thirst. Step back, sucker MC, you know I know. I'm MC Dalton D, and I rock the show.
Mike music is the name of mine, and Gemini is my zodiac sign. Don't play no games when I do my work. I'm the one man band when I'm in concert. I'm number one at gut creating. Sucker DJs always imitating. They never understand that I am the man that's in command with my devastating hand. Don't mean to brag, don't mean to boast, don't even mean to be conceited. But when Mike music gets on the job, baby dog, it gets completed.
Like Ultra Bright,
like that girl, and you don't stop. Come on, let me see your body.